Welcome back to the NLP of Money. My name is Mr. 2020. I do want to thank you for investing in you and investing in these recordings. So, this is the fourth in the series of the NLP of Money. If you don't have the rest of these recordings, go to innercircleproducts.com. Good bits. Anyway, so let's start up. One of the requesters for this, what's turned into a crash course based on custom recordings. This is part of the custom recording project. So he writes to me, he says, money is scarce, elusive, precious, for someone else, has to be budgeted and looked after, spent sensibly. Now, what's really cool is we explore bits like this, and this is from a fellow I've known for quite some time. What we get to notice as well is time. You know, if money represents value, time represents life. So if money represents value, again, money has no value. It represents value. We've talked about this before because what's really nice in the old days, when the tribe was, let's say, closer and smaller, we could barter a lot more efficiently. But at this point in time, because of the global economy and the way, you know, the quote-unquote tribe or culture is, money is really useful because it represents value. You can sell your wares or sell your time or sell your expertise for money, sort of like how you got these recordings, and we don't have to exchange stuff because, like, currently I'm in Tampa, Florida. Yeah, I live in Melbourne, Australia. And as we move back and forth just in space, if we had to barter, it would be difficult. On the other hand, you can send me money, and I can send you stuff. And you can send me stuff, and I can send you money. So money makes it flexible. Now, time can make life more flexible or less flexible, depending upon the rules and the perceptions we put around it. So if we talk about time, time could be scarce, elusive, precious, for someone else, have to be budgeted or looked after, let's say spent sensibly. Now, we're going to play with some words here. One of the neat things about ambiguities, one of the ways that we can use ambiguities is words that sound alike, like the sale is on sale. You know, if I'm buying a sail for a boat and it's on sale, I can save some money. And by saving money, I don't have to work as long or as hard to have the time to spend on my sailboat. So the sail is on sale, that kind of bit. We also have the word sell. You know, sell sounds like sale. Sell could be a jail cell or the cell within your body, or, you know, a living tissue part of a cell, you know, the cell being part of a living tissue. So words are interesting because when I look at them and I notice them and I process them, again, your mind processes words in many ways at once. So when people say, I want to make my relationship work, oftentimes they, you know, it's hard. You know, they have to put time into their relationship, sort of like a job. And that's old stuff, but it's very accurate from what I can tell. Instead of letting your relationship be what it is, relating is dynamic. We get to notice how close and how far we are apart together today. You know, literally getting closer, further, that's the dance, that's the tango, it's also making love. It's what, you know, helps us to create and give birth to, getting closer, further. You know, as a couple, we get to come together closer and then spend a little time apart and get together closer and spend a little time apart. Whether it's physically, you know, over the miles, like right now I'm half a world away from my partner, Victoria, or whether it's in the same room, but just having different internal worlds for a while. That happens as well. But time. Time is scarce, elusive, precious, for someone else, has to be budgeted and spent sensibly. Sensibly. Yeah, sensibly, you know, that's almost auditorily. What is sensible? We have to work that out. Discuss that, perhaps. You know, discussed. That's something that we've discussed. Yeah, discussed. As in disgusting, or disgust as far as talking. Time. We spend so much time in our heads disgusting things. And we miss out on the real world oftentimes. Oh, I just got another email from my buddy here. Cool. So, we want to notice time. And notice that time represents life. It's not life. It's the units we break life into. It's like how money is the units we break value into. So, you know, a couple more bits here in this little email, and I'll be bringing some of the other bits from the other requesters as well. My mom grew up poor. And then, of course, now everyone wanted to be ghetto. There's something. Look at MTV. There's something interesting there. Look at Disney. You know, we're programmed so much with the glorification of being poor and how rich people are buffoons. You rent any Disney kids movie, and notice the amount of stuff in it that portrays rich people as, like, snobby people who are, like, really incompetent and buffoons. Look at the amount of sitcoms that involve guys being nothing more than stupid perverts, or, well, perverts. They're only out for one thing, and blondes being ditzy. I know some really intelligent blonde-haired women, and I know some guys that are more than just into sex, you know, me included. You know, sex is a good thing. Being able to be ditzy is one thing. It's fun. But we get these stereotypes built into us, and literally, you know, we get to let go of them. Because literally anything that we keep bringing up into our lives, we're cherishing or addicted to in some way. So we get to just notice we are addicts. We literally are. We're going to suffer withdrawal as we change the chemicals in our body. You know, literally, a little tiny bit ago, there was some argumentativeness in my world. And yeah, I notice that it shows up on a periodic basis. I notice it shows up in other people's lives on a periodic basis. And so part of what I get to do is notice, okay, literally people need their fix. One of the things you can do is you can keep a journal of how often, you know, particular negative, quote-unquote, emotions or states show up in your life. I'll guarantee they show up on a pretty predictable basis based on time, location, and people. In other words, every so many hours, you know, a depression or an anger will come on. Every... you know, when you go to specific places, you may end up actually choosing subconsciously to go to specific places to experience some kind of disempowering state or thought. And the same thing with people. You know, it's funny. So what we want to do, by the way, let's play a game. Oftentimes when people take out their wallet, you know, there's something that they either feel good or feel bad about spending money, or they feel good or feel bad about how much money's in there. It's funny because if I have $20 in my wallet, I can feel bad. If I have $200 in my wallet, I can feel bad. Or I can feel good. And literally, part of it is learning how to just, again, reassociate. You know, what do I want to associate with money? What do I want to associate with the money in my wallet? What do I want to associate with spending the money in my wallet? What do I want to associate with earning money, which is what I'm doing right now? And it's not just earning money. Literally, there's a karmic thing. If I do a good job, odds are you'll buy something else from me. So there's, you know, what I put out to the universe, I get back. I put out an email, I also get sales. So what I put out, I get back. But there's also the grace bit. And the grace bit, so we've got two laws, karma and grace. Karma... is pretty cool. So is grace. The nice thing about grace is we can bypass a whole bunch of stuff and just go, you know what, by the grace of God, I have an idea for this program. Well, it actually started out with a couple custom recordings, and now, boom, it's just taken off. So it's amping up. Think about this, taking off, amping up, and tiny little words that you use in your life really direct your energy. Just like the questions. Remember, we talked about questions, right? So, listen to the other recordings as well. So, what else do I want to put into here? I'm going to keep this a little generic. I dream one way, but I feel the opposite. You know, it's interesting. Dreaming tends to involve visual and auditory oftentimes. And feeling the opposite, you know? One of the people who I really love to model my life after talks about peace and patience continuously. I'm looking at the Forex charts today, and I missed the most ideal entry I could have taken. And I noticed that brings up a little bit of, okay, well, if I push it, I can take an entry. I decided not to push it. I ended up turning the charts off and devoting my energies elsewhere, and it's been a very profitable morning for that. Profitable emotional-wise, profitable peace of mind-wise, and even profitable right now financial-wise. And a part of this, if we want to talk about profit, grace, karma, getting in the flow, being in the flow, You know what? Sometimes I just notice, you know, part of making money with Forex is being in the flow, noticing how the flow of the market's going and entering at the right time so that you can participate in that flow, the direction that the market's moving. In internet marketing, it's the same thing. You're finding out what people want, and if you can provide something related to that or help people get to something related to that, you can make some money. It's about noticing your partner, your wife, your husband, and noticing what direction are they going in and how can you contribute to them. You know, it may be helping them along that direction, through that direction, in another direction. Again, questions. Questions are vital with all this stuff. We've played with some of that so far. So when we talk about feeling, you know, one of the things that that helps, you know, I ask myself, when I'm looking at the charts, how can I best be of profit this morning? How can I best be of benefit this morning? To me, to Vic, to you, yeah, to my friends here, to my family, yeah, to my clients, to my friends. And then my day starts to structure up, but it starts with a question. If I start with, I am of absolute benefit, I am the best in the world, that's called amping up almost in a false way versus how can I? You know, what can I do this morning? How can I share? What can I give? How can I come? What level am I coming from? Am I coming from a beautiful level of love, of abstraction, reasonableness that makes a difference? Am I willing to do what it takes? Can I explore forgiving, giving forward, instead of being stuck in the past? You know, all tiny little bits, and so on. So, let me take another little tiny bit here. Money takes a lot of time to make. You have to work long and hard for it. It takes up most of my time. Yep, it can. By the way, commercials reinforce that continuously. And flowing through me. There's a little part from an email I'm going to bring in. So, flowing through me. You know, when we modeled Neville Goddard, I might release some stuff on this. If you're interested, let me know. One of the things that showed up was, it's not about the universe changing. You know, it's not about you doing something inside that changes the universe outside. If you really study some Neville, and you really study like A Course in Miracles, which is quite high, one of the things that shows up in both of those is the miracles come through us. They don't happen to us. They come through us. You know, literally, a change in attitude, a change in perception, a willingness to open up a tiny little bit, a willingness to send out an email. You know, part of what I'm dealing with in my life is rejection. I'll admit it. It's one of the faces of fear. I'm playing with that right now. If you want to explore fear, go to killfeardead.com. We've got some goody stuff there. Two parts of that course are free, and they're rocking. Again, that's killfeardead.com. And as I explore rejection, I wasn't sending out emails because I was afraid of being rejected. You think that showed up elsewhere in my life? You know, with my partner, with my ex, with my parents, with my friends? Sure, it showed up all over the place. And part of what I get to do is play with it, you know, in part by sending out this email. You know, where in your life are you exploring or not exploring being rejected? And how's that affecting your income? How's it affecting your breath? Because literally, how you breathe is pretty much how you make money as well. In and out. You know, money comes in, money goes out. If you resist either or, the body becomes acidic with the breathing. If you resist either or when it comes to money, same kind of bits. So that's what I got right here. Let me wire in some other bits, and I'll be back in just a moment. I'm just going to hit the pause button so you won't even notice. You know, it's really cool, just another tiny little bit. Oftentimes we check out and don't even notice. One of the most enlightening people I know notices how much he's checked out. Some of the least enlightened people I know claim never to. From what I can tell, I'm very checked in, but I also notice how often I check out. God, those are a hoot. And again, that gets in the way. Being checked in, gosh, that's the only way we can get paid. You know, cash, check, Visa, MasterCard, being checked in. It's the only way we can give and receive. So that involves, by the way, asking questions that help us abandon the need for our stories. Because, you see, I've got stories about men and women and marriage and relationships and money. And if I go into my stories, I miss out on my girlfriend. If I go into my stories, I miss out on you. If I stick around with you by asking a question, how can I stick around with you a little bit more? How can I be more infinitely curious about you? What is it about you that... Yeah, little tiny questions. By the way, if you do that with your clients, if you become infinitely curious about them, if you have a business, even if you don't have a business, if you become infinitely curious, not just asking questions, but actually curious, there's a difference. Curiosity is different than asking questions. It can lead to some interesting questions. Sort of like humor is different than jokes. Jokes can be humorous, but humor is something much more dynamic. Think of people that have a sense of humor, and think of people that just tell jokes. Think of people who just ask questions, and then think of people who are absolutely curious about you and your world. So there's some bits. We'll be back with more. And here we go. So into some other emails associated with this project, custom recordings. So I'm reading this one right here. It's really delightful. It talks about basically the parents. And God, it's beautiful. The things our parents do to us when it comes to money and family and stuff. Again, those are my words. No way reflecting at all on the writer. I love my mom and I love my dad. I get that they're probably two of the most well-intending people on the planet. But there have been times where I've screamed, like, yeah, they should have never had kids, meaning me, because I'm the only one. It's funny the way that things show up, you know, the rules, the stories that they build into us, sometimes overtly, sometimes covertly, sometimes intentionally, some just by the way that they live. And again, I'm just seeing like all sorts of neat little bits. And the beautiful thing is, what we get to do is we get to build on what works. You know, I love my mom and dad, but one of the things that I learned from the Native Americans is you can have lots of parents. In Native tribes, you were always being adopted by people. You had new uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters. I've got a lot of uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters, people who I've probably no blood relation to. And unless we really go back, like to Adam and Eve, and maybe even before that to salt water, because if it wasn't for salt water, all of life would have just stayed in the ocean. You know, some of life got sick of the salt and actually exited the ocean, from what they say. And whatever we have going on in life, you know, salt brings out a little bit of salt brings out the flavor of food. A lot of salt takes away from the flavor of food. I love stories. You know, I love reading the stories in the emails. A common thing that shows up through all these so far is something about money can't come easy. Yeah, it sort of goes easy, but it doesn't come easy. It seems to be one of the things that show up. I find it fascinating. I used to think, when I was a child, that I was the only kid who had divorced parents. And that definitely influenced, quote-unquote, my relationships as I got older, even after I realized I wasn't the only kid with divorced parents. It's funny the bits that we've got. It's really empowering to be able to just notice them and admit them, because once we say it out loud, again, part of the process with these recordings is inviting you to say something out loud or to write something so you can read it. Because once it gets outside of you and it gets re-inputted, we've got the opportunity to go, okay, I don't want to play that game a whole bunch anymore. It's useful in this area, but it's not useful here. So it becomes more conscious, you know? Like, literally, there are things we want to let our unconscious mind or our subconscious mind run, like our heart rate and digestion and all that stuff, you know? You know, literally pumping us up, you know, keeping us moving, you know, bringing bits in, taking bits out. But there's also bits that we want to bring into the conscious control. You know, one of these things I can do, I can control my blood pressure. I can drop it through the floor and almost take my heart rate to zero. I learned how to do that as a cop, because I figured if I ever get shot or stabbed, I want to be able to control those bits. And I even had one of my students, he was in a really bad car crash, and we talked about this and played with some exercises around it. And he was in a car crash, and he was being taken by helicopter to the hospital, and they were basically saying, oh, we've got a problem. So he instantly dropped all of his bits. Well, the problem was when they saw his heart rate drop and his blood pressure drop, they thought he was dying. So he basically had to basically put it in a range where they would be okay and he would be okay. When it comes to money, when it comes to programming, when it comes to playing with our bits, we get to play in ranges which we get to be okay. You know, one of the things that I've noticed in my life, and again, I'm switching people around a little bit here. One of the things that I've noticed in my life is, if I go to my dad and say, you know what I'm doing? Forex trading, independent businessman, investing, all that stuff. That can do his head in, because that's not his gig. But on the other hand, having a blend of stuff sort of does help him a little bit. And if I mention, you know, if I phrase things in a way like, you know, I picked up a couple jobs meaning coaching clients, he gets to go, oh, cool. He can relate to job because that's more his way. So as we're working with passing what we have on to the next generation or passing our wisdom to the next generation, we also learn to communicate in terms that they can get. When we work with passing stuff from one part of our mind to the other part of our mind, again, we get to do the same kind of bits. You know, literally, when I'm working the Forex charts, you know, I've noticed one way people can look at it, it's almost like gambling. Another way for me to look at it is getting, you know, noticing the direction in which the crowd is moving and participating in that profitably. If I notice the direction the crowd is moving, the trend, and decide to participate in that properly, profitably, everything turns out very well. The neat thing is, it's just like internet marketing. I notice the direction the crowd is moving, and I find a way to participate in that profitably. In other words, not just for me, but for them. Just because, you know, and just like in Forex, when you participate in a run, you're helping the run continue. So you're actually helping other people who are savvy enough to make some decent income as well. So, thinking that we're good enough, I'm just going down through bits here. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Money names. We've talked about these. Here's one of the things. Ready? Identity seems to trump activity. Okay? We'll just try that on a couple times. Identity, who I perceive myself as, this image bit, my identity can trump my activity. When I get that, when I have an identity as an internet marketer, coach, trainer, professional who can make a difference in people's lives or help people make a difference in their own lives, I get productive. I start producing. I become a producer. So you see how identities as internet marketer, coach, trainer, and I explore what the coach and trainer does, makes a difference in people's lives, helps people make a difference in their own lives. Okay, that empowers me and empowers them, those previous two statements, because they're very important to have both those understandings. And then the activity shows up. The activity of marketing and producing, okay, making a production. Literally, that's what's happening here right now. So as we explore our identity or money names, okay, I've gotten a bunch of good ones. Don't waste it. Easy come, easy go. Hard worker. There's more. That's all I need to toss out. You know, those are from a couple people. Gosh, this is really, really, really good stuff. Flirt with your identity. Flirt with your identity statements, your money names. When I look at loving partner, when I look at loving friend, there were some things I had to do this morning as a loving friend that just challenged me. And they challenged me because it's like I could be defensive friend, or I can be loving friend. I can be wounded friend, or I can be loving friend. You know, literally, the identity that I choose totally influences the activity that I do. So what I encourage you all to do is to put on some new identity statements, just tiny ones. And so I get to go, loving friend, that's me. And I get to go, oh yeah, there were some times where I wasn't loving with this friend. Right. I get to be honest. Then I get to be a loving friend to me, a forgiving friend to me, so I can be more of a loving friend to them. So there's some how-tos that are really, really good. I'm curious how you all apply these. So let me hit the pause button again. I'll be right back with some more bits in just a moment. So let's roll the rock and see what's underneath it. God, I love that. That's cool. So let me make sure this is still working. Excellent. So I double check in there. That's interesting. So I just minimize the window and I double check in to make sure it's still recording. So I suspect there's a pattern here with double checking things. Very good. We also get to dive right in. So when it comes to money, when it comes to life, there are times to double check your data. There are times to dive right in. What I want you to do is I want you to notice when each of those is... But by the way, there's no guarantee. We can double check our double check. We can dive right in. We can dive right into double checking. Just try those things on. That'll put a spin in your head if you just notice it real quick. But anyway, so one of the things that we can do is, you know, notice your strategies, double checking and diving in. Those are two other double Ds. You know, we talked about double D questions. The double D questions can involve double checking and diving in. Some question. Sometimes it's really useful. Like I'm looking at the charts this morning. I'm going, yeah, that. That's like. Oh no, this was last night. It's like, yeah, that looks. You know, everything. Well, the system says it's going in one direction, but I get it's totally not. And it did what I thought it was going to do. Congratulations to me. I didn't enter because in that area I'm still learning. So, yeah, but I double check what I'm doing. But I dive in with my commitment. I committed to it going in this specific direction, and it did. Cool. So whatever you got, play with those bits. I could talk more about that, but I'm not going to. Why? Because I'm going to dive into the next bit. So, the... okay, right. Let me just look through some bits here. Okay... And see, what's really nice is I'm looking through this stuff. Some people wrote little tiny bits. Other people wrote lots and lots of bits. Some people wrote one long bit. Some people wrote... it's fascinating the way we all structure our universes. Anyway. Okay. What do I want to do here? I totally rely on wheeling and dealing ... to make a few pennies. Excellent. So I put up these recordings. I charge $5 to $25 a piece. They're on innercircleproducts.com. They're a great way for me to make friends and influence people. Sort of like just saying hello to someone in the store. I can really be a blessing to people by saying hello to them, especially if they're stuck in their head and they can't be present, and for some reason I can. That's nice. The recordings, maybe a tiny little step up. $5 to $25, pick one up, pick 10 up, that's cool. It's all good. On the other hand, I'm just beginning to get to the point again where I want to start releasing some mega packages. I'm feeling comfy with that. And you know, we can get comfy with pennies, we can get comfy with dollars, we can get comfy with thousands of dollars. You know, really, in a way, one of the things that I've noticed... You know, where judgment comes in. I've noticed, I was doing some co-trainings with someone who was making significantly more than I was. This is about 10 years ago. And I woke up one day and I said, wait a second, I'm contributing just as much to this group as he is. I want more. I choose to make more. And so I dialed up what I was doing a couple levels higher and started making more money. It also blessed him. The key is... You know, we can focus on pennies, or we can focus on dollars. We can focus on tiny little scores, or we can focus on huge long-term and short-term wins. The beautiful thing, you know, it's funny, is I notice my own thought processes. There have been times where I've made recordings, and I go, okay, I got to get this done. There are other times where I go, I get to do this. I get to do something that amazingly can influence my life and someone else's. Because if I come from the heart and the mind, literally any time I share, I get to remember. So a question that I have, again, this goes out not to the fellow with the email here, but someone else now, actually to all of us. I'm not thinking of anybody in particular. There's something in NLP they call elicitation. You can look it up if you want to, but what elicitation comes down to is this. It's asking questions that set a direction. Now, what I want you to do is not use that for any type of personal outcome. What I want you to do is to use the questions that you ask yourself and other people as a way to give. In other words, when I ask people, what are you thankful for? If they say nothing, I tell them, try again. You notice you're not looking all that far, are you? You know, what are you thankful for? What lights your fire? What do you want to do with your time? Not your money, your time. You know, we all get to spend our money. You know, if you make it, someone's going to spend it. If you get it, someone's going to give it away. That's just part of the bits. But what do we want to do with our time? In other words, we talked about time a little bit earlier in this recording bit. We get to notice, you know, literally, gosh, she wakes me up at 1:30 in the morning here. I love it. That's when she gets home from work there. I miss her. I love when she walks through the door and I get to say hi. So she calls me at 1:30 in the morning and I get to go, hi. The funny thing is I've been waking up around 1:15. My body just knows it's time for her to call. It's lovely. And it's loving. So, tiny little questions. Reaching out. Yeah, how can I... Yeah, literally, any time you embrace more love and more reasonableness, reasonableness being creative abstraction, that's a powerful thing, versus mentation. Mentation is kind of thinking. Creative abstraction is going, got it. You know, what I can do is I can go to the op shop, the thrift store, and buy something to resell. It doesn't take much time. I actually enjoy it. And who knows, if you become an expert on sailboats, you know, gosh, you may be able to write a book about it someday. Do whatever you do, do it in love. Do it because you love it. And if you can't, by the way, I'm not saying scrap everything else, but literally being that loving partner, that loving friend, that loving son, you know, the loving stepdad. Gosh, that makes the biggest difference in how I do everything. Choosing that as my identity. So, I did something one way, partially because I don't want to deal with rejection by, you know, other people. Partially because I want all the money as well. Excellent. My story about money is I don't care about money. Ain't that cool? Because when we could admit, you know what, I published my own bit because I don't want to deal with rejection and because I want all the money, basically, and my story is I don't care about the money. When we can get to the point of paradox, the point of paradox being, literally, I get that I'm a citizen of the world. I get that I'm not the physical body and neither are you. What I get is, again, when I look in your eyes, what I see behind the eyes and express through the eyes and through the glow around you and in the buzz that you are, that's you. That loving, aware energy-ness. Your body's just your body. On the other hand, I can't wait to see my girlfriend's body. Not really to see it. To be next to it. I can't wait to be hugged by my friends in Oz. I couldn't wait to be hugged and loved by my friends and family here in the States. Even though I get the big chunk, I am this spark and you're this spark, and the spark's non-local. You know, it's like the Native Americans say, the spirit that moves through all things, that is in all things. Money is economy. Economy is flow. And we get to participate in the flow. Literally, we get to put a pipe in the stream and channel some of that water so we have irrigation. Once irrigation happened, crops got to grow immensely. And when we're looking at the future of the world right now, there's some really interesting projects on irrigation going on, because if we don't improve our irrigation now, we're going to be in trouble in like 20, 30 years. Literally what we're talking about with money is irrigation. What we're talking about with being a loving partner, friend, son, daughter, stepdad, stepmom, aunt, uncle, It's all the same thing. We get to put our pipe in the stream in Kringle Gully, and we get to experience those kind of bits. So, the point of paradox is this. There is a stream, there is a garden. The point of paradox is, how do we get these two bits that almost seem different to work together? I published my own bit, and then there's rejection, and then there's wanting all the buckos, basically. And the story is, I don't care about the buckos. When we can admit that we've got a point of paradox in there, often what happens is we've got two different layers of the onion showing up. And once we get that, again, we're not a potato, we're an onion. It's about what's underneath both of those. What I have is a piece of land. I live on a wonderful plot of land. Victoria and I are so blessed with it. And we get to work on how do we, we're not taking water out of the creek. When silt washes up, we can use some of that with our projects. Yeah, the metaphor is breaking down. That's okay. When we let our metaphors break down, what's rejection? Rejection's nothing more than death. I have no fear of death, none. I'm almost positive my mate here doesn't either. But at the same time, we get to explore rejection. Sweet. Because rejection feels like death. And if we got rejected from the tribe, okay, think about it, many, many lifetimes ago, back in history, you get rejected by the tribe, you die. Because unless you're really well-trained and top-notch, you need the tribe. So, an exercise you might want to play with, just imagine this. If there was a past life involving this issue, just close your eyes, get into a good relaxed state, and just ask yourself, if there was a past life involving this issue, whether it's real or fantasy, I don't care, what could I notice about it, and how could I notice it now, so that everything gets resolved, and I get to just experience the love and prosperity that is possible for me now? How can I get out of the karma and experience grace? How can I learn from it so I don't have to keep doing it again and again and again? And experience grace. Grace to me is creativity, inspiration. So, let me be back in just a bit. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to start closing this one up. And in short and in long, I started an adventure in my life. An adventure started whenever I was trying to get my business out of a funk. And one of the ways to get an internet marketing business out of the funk is to do market research. And so I put up a little offer on a website. It was for $25, I'll make a custom recording. I've since then raised it to 97 because, that works a lot better for my time. Yeah, and it keeps out the tire kickers. Anyway, this actually goes back to an earlier time where I charged $97 for a custom audio on eBay and $197 for a custom video. And I did it back then for the same reason I did it, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I want to learn what the market wants. I want to get into the flow. So to get into the flow, I ask questions. I make an offer. I don't just want to ask and have people tell me what they think the market wants. I want to know what they want. What are they willing to pay for? So that's how I set that program up. That's what's going on here as well. What are you willing to pay for? And that gives me the opportunity to deliver something that will pay you. So, the adventure of a lifetime, and a lifetime of adventure. I could have never imagined the last year of my life 2 years ago. And yet that's where it began. When we make a commitment to improving, quote-unquote, if we make a commitment to the next step, and this is important. Improving, we can't always tell what improvement is, but we can commit to the next loving step. We can commit to the next integrous step. Because as I take my next loving step, my next integrous step, I get to approach an intersection. I get to approach a corner, and I get to see what the intersection with the corner brings. As I share with you, and share with me, and as you share with me and share with the other people in this little training bit, one of the things that we get to notice is we waste so much energy trying to predict and control the future, when instead what we can do is we can decide, I'm going to make the next step in love. I'm going to make the next step in integrity. I'm going to make the next step with forgiveness. I'm going to make the next step willing to do what it takes. I'm going to make the next step in trust. And we get to find what happens, what shows up. So, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. And let's go from there. That's it. Have a wonderful day. My name is Mr. 2020. Keep visiting us at innercircleproducts.com. Email anytime. I tend to answer most of my emails. And if I don't, send another one. Make sure you include a note, because sometimes I just... links I've got set up to get lost in my filters, because I've been getting way too many people with hijacked email accounts just sending me links. So always include a personal letter, and if I don't respond to a link, anyway. By the way, think about this. Excuse me. Yeah, right. So it's funny how the body works like that. Clearing things out. You're literally clearing things out. I use an email filter to clear out my inbox, and sometimes I miss the good bits. We can clear things out. And when I say clear things out, literally, who's that? Oh, somebody just popped up on my Skype. When we start clearing things out, again, this is something important that I've put into the course earlier. With everything that you're all sharing with me and with what I'm sharing with you, remember the gastrocolic reflex. You put food in, the body also wants to kick things out, okay? So literally, put things in, kick things out. If you adopt a new presupposition, find one to let out. Just a thought. So that's it. My name is Mr. 2020. I do thank you for playing. And let's see how many more people get into the project. I love making these recordings. See ya.